Democrats are trying to regroup after suffering significant losses in the midterm elections. How to do that is the subject of intense debate. I interviewed two well-regarded Democratic thinkers who have different views. In a moment, a liberal Democrat suggests the party should shore up its base of support and take a page from former Republican House Speaker Newt Gingrich. By contrast, centrist Democrat Al Fromm, founder and CEO of the Democratic Leadership Council, says Democrats must appeal to new kinds of voters.
Our base is not, in many categories, just not as big as theirs. There are more conservatives, for example, than there are liberals. So if we get the liberals out, they get the conservatives out. We have to win a substantial number of moderates just to break even. There are more independents now than there are either Republicans or Democrats. There are more whites than there are minorities. There are more suburbanites than urban dwellers. There are more non-union workers than union workers. It doesn't mean that we ought not to go after the people who vote Democrat, but we also have to look beyond them because they're not enough to win elections.
Isn't the party in a stage now where it doesn't know what its message is because its message for the next presidential election is going to be that of the candidate that emerges from the primary process, and you don't know who that is yet?
Well, that's true, but of course, we were in that same position exactly 12 years ago. Bill Clinton, 12 years ago, was chairman of the DLC. And we were on a game plan. Now we have another opportunity to do that. And I think there are three things that we have to deal with this time that our candidates have to deal with. The first is we have to cross that national security threshold. We have to make, if our candidate can't convince the voters that he or she will make them safe, We don't even have to have a candidate in 2004. Secondly, I still think we have a problem on this tax issue. If we let President Bush define the issue as if you're for his tax cut, you're for cutting taxes, and if you're against it, you're raising taxes, I'd love to go to the electorate with a big middle-class tax cut to replace his tax cut and let him have to argue the other way. And the third thing is what I call sort of a culture values gap. As we press issues that are important to the Democratic coalition, like gun safety and being pro-choice, we need to do that in a way that doesn't automatically turn off everybody who's on the other side.
Democrats have a lot of issues, education, right. Environment, balancing right. Work and family.
Right.
Why don't these ideas capture the imagination of the voters, or is it the individuals putting them over that don't excite the imagination?
The ideas can capture the imagination of the voters, and I think the people who are talking about running for president on our party are certainly capable messengers who can get these ideas across. I think one of the things that gets confused is that it's hard generally in a midterm election for clear, new, bold ideas to come out of Congress, particularly in a party like the Democrats, because our caucuses are so disparate. I mean, you have Teddy Kennedy on the left and you have Zell Miller on the right. The period in our process when you can inject new ideas and new definition into the political debate is during the presidential process. And that's coming up this year. It's important that we force our candidates to talk about where they want to lead the country this year. And I hope that in this process, a lot of big ideas for dealing with these big problems will come out. And when they are and they're adopted by somebody who then becomes the nominee of your party, you change the definition of your party. That's the way Ronald Reagan did it for the conservatives in 1980. It's the way Bill Clinton did it for the New Democrats in 1992.
Al Fromm is founder and CEO of the Democratic Leadership Council. From the Democratic left, Bob Borisage is co-director of the Campaign for America's Future. He says Democrats should focus on the faithful, using a key advantage the party has over Republicans.
The values that appeal to the base of the Democratic Party appeal to the broad majority of Americans. Diversity, environmentalism, feminism are mainstream values now. But there is this view in the party, exemplified in this last election, that to reach swing voters, you should drive by your base and ignore it. That is always damaging. It was particularly damaging this last cycle.
And how do you energize the base? And what is that base, by the way?
Well, the base of the party is minorities. It is feminists, women. It is union members, generally working people.
Well, specifically, how do Democrats focus and shape their message on national security and increasing investment, creating jobs, raising income, expanding opportunity?
Well, I think that you do it both in contrast with where the president is and by laying out a vision where you want to take the country. Take national security. There is no question that we have a real threat in terrorism that the president has focused on. But at the same time, he's defined the response to this threat in solely military terms. Meanwhile, the real security threats that Americans also face, like the worst epidemic that mankind has ever seen in AIDS and HIV going across the world, like global warming and increasing environmental devastation in the world, like growing inequality and instability in the world economy that is now starting to come home and affect our own economy. These issues have essentially the president has not only ignored, but he's basically withdrawn America from a leadership position in them. That's a mistake. I think Democrats laying out that case and being very specific about it, about what they would do to create energy independence, to deal with other real security issues, and challenge the president's unilateralism and his sense that America must police the world militarily. I think that's a winning political message.
The party is limited in what it can do legislatively on a national basis because it's in the minority. And it has no leader at the moment. Don't you have to wait until a leader emerges from the primaries next year to find out whose train you get aboard?
Well, I think, you don't wait. I think this coming year is the year when the contenders for the presidency lay out their ideas and talk to Democrats about who they are and introduce themselves to Democrats. So in that debate, you will have an idea primary, if you will, as well as a money primary. One of the things that I think it's important for Democrats to rediscover is to be very aggressive at trying different ways to get their message out across the country. You know, Gingrich, when he started in the mid-80s as the minority of a minority, spent a lot of energy both using C-SPAN, using talk radio, finding ways, using tapes where he educated conservative candidates on how to argue their case, finding ways to take a very conservative message across the country. Democrats ought to take up some of those lessons and be very aggressive with calling town meetings, with doing extensive efforts to get on talk radio and local television to carry a message across.
Bob Borisage is co-director of the Campaign for America's Future. This month, the Democratic Party chose a site for its 2004 convention. When naming Boston as host city, party chairman Terry McAuliffe said the announcement marked the first day of the 2004 presidential election.